It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say something, but Mr. Lee hasn't written any intro this week. There's just... So I was just going to sit here and see what you were going to do, Mr. Lee.
Well, it's funny. I was going to just go straight into it, and then I went, oh, no, you always do the intro, and you always hassle me about... No, I just went... And I completely forgot about the intro. You know what? The intro is the last thing I do of the, when I do the run sheet. I know that sounds funny, but then once I've done the run sheet, Lisa and I know what to put into the intro, and I completely forgot. So,
well, do you think the stars of Sunrise or Carl on the Today Show, Mr. Lee, would be happy sitting there at 5:30 in the morning when the auto cue's blank and there's nothing on there? So just keep that in mind for next week, okay? I'll let you get away with it this week, but this next week, do better. Okay,
well, so can I say if Carl had nothing to say, that would probably be a good thing.
Oh,
it?
No.
Oh, did I say that?
No.
What? Oh,
buzzing
no.
Buzzing you out.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I did not say that.
Mr. Lee.
No.
Jeez.
I like it. I like
ding,
all
ding,
TV
ding.
Shows.
Of course you do. And you love movies, of course, and that is why you are here.
Yes.
This is Talking Flicks. We do talk movies, and we're going to get into those very soon. Before we do, Mr. Lee, school holidays, week two now. How have you got? How the holidays been? Have they been good?
Yeah, no, they've been actually really good. We actually had the Currie Knockout in Tamworth last weekend, the long weekend, and we had between 20,000 to 40,000 people in Tamworth. And it was incredible. Like, I went down and had a look on Friday last week after the show, and it was insane. Like, there were so many people there. The footy was awesome. People were just saying how great Tamworth was. And then, but the whole school holidays has been great. The movie's been very popular. I can't believe they all go back on Monday, and then we get them back in 10 weeks, and that 10 weeks is going to fly.
Yeah, it certainly will. And it's Christmas time. So a bit later on, we've got some top fives. We're going to the USA this week. We'll take a look at that soon. You've got some real news on Final Destination. Can't wait for that. Also, Tay-Tay dropped her doco last weekend. That was mega. We'll see exactly how big it was and how well it did. That's all coming up. But as we always like to kick things off...
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
The first movie we're going to talk about is the new Tron Ares movie. Now, this is the third Tron in the series. It all started back in 1982. Then we had Tron Legacy back in 2010. And now we've got Jared Leto, who will be the star of the movie. But good news, Jeff Bridges will make a return. He's the only one that's been in all three movies. So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Good on them for getting him back, Disney.
Yeah.
And see, I didn't know it was Disney as well until I saw the trailer and I was like, yeah, I'm like, oh, Disney stepping up. Yeah, they do quite well with these kinds of movies because typically when you've got Disney, you think, you know, Snow White, Cars... You know, those kinds of movies. So, yeah, you don't usually think like a Tron, but, yeah, they've done really well.
They actually had a Tron ride at Disneyland many, many, many years ago. I'm going to say it was in the 90s because that's when I first went to Disneyland. And I remember seeing, when I had hair. And it would flap around when we were riding our motorbikes around.
Let's just get the trailer. I don't want to hear any more of this.
Since time began, man has gazed at the stars and he has wondered, am I alone? So much talk of AI and big tech today. Virtual worlds, what are they going to look like? When will we get there? Well, folks, we're not going there. They are coming here. I would like you to meet Ares, the ultimate soldier.
biblically strong, lightning fast, supremely intelligent. And if he is struck down on the battlefield, I will simply make you another.
You think you're in control of this? You're not.
I'm looking for something. Something I do not understand.
Hang on!
A malfunctioning program who wants to live. Why is that?
It's just a feeling.
Fascinating.
Yeah, gotta say this looks phenomenal. Disney done a great job.
Does. Yeah, the graphics look incredible. It also stars Gillian Anderson as well as Auntie Greta. She's in it, as well as Evan Peters as well. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing that on the big screen. And I think this movie is a big screen movie.
It, from 100% looking at the trailer. And the sound, yeah. And, yeah, yeah, the explosions and, yeah, the high-speed car chases. Yeah, so it sounds really good. That is Tron Ares, and it is out now. Now, Mr. Lee, we love getting behind Aussie films and the Aussie film industry. Just recently, we had Kangaroo that dropped, and we got to speak to the wonderful Ryan Corr. Now we've got another Aussie film out. This is a drama film starring Luke Bracey and everyone's favourite, Brian Brown.
Yeah, look, Luke Bracey's character, Stephen, he comes back because his mother is dying and he wants to make sure his dad's okay. And his dad, I think, might have a bit of dementia or something, because there is a scene in this trailer that you see him in the shower because he was told he'd better
wash
his...
in there in his clothes.
And yeah, he's got to wash his clothes and have a shower. So why not do both at the same time? I don't know whether he has dementia or not, but it just seems very odd, doesn't it, when you go do something like that. So, yeah, there is a bit of coarse language in it, but it looks like a fun-type movie, especially with family, you know. Like family, it's just sometimes it really does hit the bone, these sort of movies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Let's have a listen to The Travellers.
Taxi, mate.
Hello, Dad.
My godfather.
The place is a bit of a mess.
Bit of a mess? What do you mean? How is she?
It's hard to say. She sleeps most of the time. So how long can you stay for? A
couple of weeks.
I got an opera to do in Germany.
What opera?
Doesn't matter. You never heard of it. You don't know anything about opera.
What is it?
It's Traviata.
Never heard of it.
Oh, nice bulb.
Dad, g'day. How'd you know I'd be here?
You drove here.
Why not?
You're not supposed to be driving.
I can drive. It's safe.
You're a terrible driver, Dad.
You're going to steal my car.
I'm not looking forward to old age.
You're down at Ford.
Where'd you get all that?
Supermarket.
True. Yeah. I'd have done that.
Yeah, but you didn't.
G'day. You're back early.
Dad, don't you think that's a bit strange?
I'm washing my bloody clothes as well as me. What's wrong with that?
Well, you better face up to it.
Up to what?
Dad, he won't be able to cope in that house, you know that. We used to come up here years ago, remember, Dad?
Of course I remember. Why are we here now?
We just need to talk. It's just you getting on, Dad.
What are you suggesting?
As a kid, I always felt like a stranger. I always felt like one day my real parents would turn up and take me with them.
Don't mind that one.
I know.
Yes, it is a drama, The Travellers, mixed with a bit of comedy, Mr. Lee. There's some great little one-liners there, especially from Brian Brown.
Yeah, and he does always have those really good one-liners. There's also family tension, which every family has all these little things, don't they? Yeah. Little secrets and...
Every family has romantic complications too, Mr. Lee.
Yes, they do. That will jeopardise him returning back to Europe.
Yeah, good
on. Anyway, I was going to say something, but I won't. There you go.
Okay. I'm not sure where that was going, like majority of this podcast today. Anyway, what else is screening this week, Mr. Lee? And maybe some good films for the school holidays too, please.
Yeah, look, we've got The Bad Guys 2, The Conjuring Last Rites, Demon Slayer, Downton Abbey, The Grand Finale, Gabby's Dollhouse, The Movie, Kangaroo, One Battle After Another, Sketch, The Smashing Machine, and The Strangers Chapter 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Look, let's go straight into it. Let's go off to the USA, as JT said at the top of the podcast. Number 5 is The Conjuring Last Rites. Number 4 is Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. Number 3 is The Smashing Machine. Number 2 is One Battle After Another. And number 1 for the USA, Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl.
And that's not surprising, really, is it, to see Tay-Tay up there? I think she's number one right around the world. But was she number one for us, Mr. Lee, here in Oz? That is the question.
Oh, we're about to find out.
Yes, we are. I will unveil all. Let's do it. Let's go to number 5. Great to see Kangaroo at number 5 this week. That is spectacular. Number 4 is Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. Number 3 is One Battle After Another. Number 2 is The Bad Guys 2. And number 1 for Oz, doesn't even need a drum roll, number 1 for Oz, it has to be Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl.
Well, that's incredible, isn't it?
Just amazing. She's just got so much pull, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. Yeah, absolutely. Just 3 days of it.
Yeah, well, we want to talk more about Tay-Tay. Hold on, I'll give you a...
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
The carpet is yours, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. Well, let's keep talking about Taylor Swift. She did dominate the global box office once again. As we all know, when we did the Eras Tour last year, it was huge. It was massive. This has actually been incredible 3 days for her movie, her doco, I should say, more so about all of the showgirl. It was the 47th highest grossing film of the year so far, which, when you think about it, this was 3 days only. When a movie, I'm just going to pick one off the top of my head, let's say Megan 2.0 or Nobody 2, that has a release of, might be 3, 4 weeks, 5, 6 weeks. This is 3 days only, and it beat a lot of movies that had an ordinary release, which it just shows Tay-Tay is massive.
She is massive.
Absolutely massive.
Now, Mr. Lee, have you had a chance to listen to a new album, and what's your favourite track off that album?
I'm going to say no, and I haven't got a favourite. I hate to admit it, but there's only a couple of songs I really like of hers. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I don't just rush out. I did look at it, and I did listen to a few of her new album. I did
buzzing
actually,
you out, Mr. Lee.
No, well, I did.
Stop groveling.
I just skipped. I skipped through them. Like, they were just like, yeah, okay. There were nothing like, Shake It or, that sort of stuff.
Did you like Elizabeth Taylor? That was a good track. Opalite, Eldest daughter. Father figure, too, with George Michael on that one as well. The Life of a Showgirl with Sabrina Carpenter. It really is a fantastic album. And it was great to see with this documentary going behind the album, especially, you know, some of the big songs that have been released. I'm looking at this going, that is pretty huge. So well done to Tay-Tay. And we can't wait for her next tour. Maybe Grant Lee might go along to that. Maybe not.
Yeah, well, my son went to the last one when it came to Australia, and he said it was good. So maybe I might be more of a fan if I went to a concert.
I think you would. I think you need to change your ways, yeah. Mr. Lee. Now, can we please talk about Final Destination? Because you've got some great news for us on this. I'm very excited.
Yeah, look, I put this in purposely because it only happened in the last couple of days. Because I know, JT, you're a huge fan.
Huge.
Can you believe it was May when we went and watched Bloodlines?
Yeah, wow. It feels a lot longer than that, doesn't it? Like,
It does.
Yeah.
Well, the good news for you is two things. We've got Laurie Evans-Taylor, who's going to be co-writing it again. So she did Bloodlines. So great, great news. And we've now finally found a director who is actually a Belgian, a filmmaker, Michael Blanchard, who will be directing the movie. So this is great news. So we've got someone writing and someone directing. The rest will fall into place.
Now, it's not often, Mr. Lee, in a film franchise where you see the most recent film, the biggest out of the lot.
Mm.
But that is what's happened here with Bloodlines. It was one of the biggest out of the 25-year franchise. So that was mega. I can see now why they're going to go another one.
You know why it was the biggest?
We both went and watched it.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's totally the reason why. Yeah,
absolutely. It is. It's totally the reason why. So, yeah. So, there you go. And very quickly, Robert Pattinson and Jennifer Lawrence are going to be in a new thriller called Die, My Love. A trailer has just been released this week for it, and it's going to be dropping in November. So, it'll be very interesting to see that because it's a thriller, psychological thriller.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
So at the Odeon 5 and Forum 6 in Wagga and Tamworth, we've got on October 19, the National Theatre Live, the Inter Arla. Then on October 23, we've had such a huge, huge success with Demon Slayer and all those other names after it. We're bringing out Chainsaw Man, the movie, Rez Ark. It will be screening from October 23. October 31, we've got the 50th anniversary screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show. November 7 to 9, we've got Back to the Future, 40th anniversary screening. November 16, we've got Hamilton, the stage production, which has got Lin-Manuel in it. This is the 10th anniversary, so it's the original one. November 23, we've got the next Met Opera, Les Bohemia. And then December 7, Andre Rieu's 2025 Christmas concert, Merry Christmas. And on December 14, the National Theatre Live, The Importance of Being Earnest. Plus, we've got some little things happening in Tamworth. Next Wednesday, we've got our seniors movie and lunch for the travellers. And then on October 23, we've got our ladies movie night happening for Regretting You.
Can I just say, Mr. Lee, I'm looking forward to Regretting You. I'm thinking this is one I might go and see. This is a JT movie. And
it is
a Grant Lee movie, too.
It's tears galore, I reckon.
It just when I watch a trailer of it, just sucks me in. Then I've got to go see it, and I need a good tearjerker. So I'm hoping this is the one.
Yeah, well, it's been a few since Fault in the Stars, hasn't it?
I need another one, Mr. Lee. So hopefully this is it. The Ladies' Night on October 23 in Tamworth at the Forum 6 and the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange. On October 26th, the Orange Film Society's next screening of The Thread, which is a French film.
Yeah, which sounds interesting, doesn't it? It
does.
I wonder if it's about fashion.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Lee. We're going to have to go to come find out. Is that why you think it is? Because you heard the word thread?
Thread.
Is that what it was? Yeah,
it was.
Too good. Too good. Well, we can tell we're nearly at the end. He's cracking jokes. Okay, yeah. Opening next week now, Mr. Lee. I've got to say, this is another one I'm looking forward to, even though this is a chick flick. Roof Man, because Channing Tatum's back, and he's back with Kirsten Dunst, who, got to say, I've always been a big Kirsten Dunst fan of you.
Yeah, I have too. I think she's good. But you know the one I really like is Juno Temple. I like her. Like, she was in Ted Lasso. Do you remember, did you ever watch Ted Lasso?
Yeah, that was a big thing, wasn't it?
It was a massive, yeah. But this is all about a guy who is hiding in a Toys R Us for 6 months in the ceiling. No one knows that he's in there until one day they find out that he is, and then all hell breaks out. And I'm sure because it's a Channing Tatum movie, he will take his shirt off, I'm sure.
Well, he is a former Army Ranger. So you can bet your bottom dollar he'll be in uniform at some point in that movie.
Yeah, and the women will love that. Now, this one's right up your alley. It's called Black Phone 2. This is the next one along. It's horror. Ethan Hawke is back. We've also got Manuel Mora in it as well. And it's all about, as Finn is now 17, he struggles with life. After being in captivity for all that time, which is not good, and his sister starts getting phone calls. That sounds scary, doesn't it?
And they're getting stalked at this winter camp known as Alpine Lake. Yeah.
That's going to sound bad.
It's spine tingling, yeah.
Yeah. I think anything's called Alpine Lake, you know it's not going to be good.
But, you know, more up your alley, Mr. Lee, is Night of the... Yes. Zoopocalypse, which is a family film. It's animated. It's got a bit of comedy in it as well.
Yeah, look, this is all about a wolf and a mountain lion who team up, and because a meteor actually hits Earth, but unfortunately, if it hits a animal, it changes them into a zombie, and so they've got to join forces and try to rescue all the survivors. It looks like a fun kids movie. And you know what? This is what's so good. We've got an after-school holiday, so we get a lot of people asking, well, have we got any movies, you know, playing after-school holidays? And you go, yep, this time we have, which is really good. Now, the other one is on Sunday next week. We've already talked about this is National Theatre Live, so the Inter LA, so that will be on. It's got Rosamund Pike as well as Jamie Glover in it. We've had a few people inquiring whether we were doing it, and I'm so pleased to say yes, we definitely are. So that will be on Sunday next week.
Time to go, Mr. Lee. Just like that, we're done. Yeah, we are done. Quick, yeah. We're back with the Talking Flickster on Wednesday, though, and it's Zane, and we're checking out Tron, I believe.
Yeah, we are, and Zane is so looking forward to watching it. He's so excited. I think he's watched the other one, so I think he's a bit of a Tron fan.
Yeah, well, if you've seen a couple of Tron movies, this should be good. I think this would be interesting to see how it stacks up against the other ones. Because was it 2010? So that makes it, 15 years?
And I reckon CGI's got a lot better since then. So even from the 82 one. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see and for him to compare what the others were like.
Yeah, well, that is Wednesday at midday. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. Would you like to give me a little wrap on your weekend, or are you just doing lawns again? If it's too boring, we'll just play the outro. So what's the go? Is it you?
Yeah, look, I actually have not much on the weekend at all. The lawns, I did them last weekend, so when I was on 5 days off. So of course I don't have to do them this week.
Yeah, all right, well... We'll just go then. That's good enough for me.
I can tell you what I'm having for lunch.
What are you having for lunch? Yeah, what did you bring today? Or are you going out to get something on the way home?
Yeah.
Going to sneak a little dirty Big Mac in the car on the way home? What are you doing?
No, I've got leftover Chinese today.
You and your bloody Chinese. Every time you come in, God, you bloody smell the place out. It smells so bloody good. Now I've got to go get some. I can tell you now, I've got to stop having fried rice, Mr. Lee. Becoming an addiction. All right, well, we'll catch you at midday on Wednesday.
Bye for now.
We'll leave you with some. This is percussion, Mr. Lee.
Oh, nice.
Actually, the drums are gone, which means we need to go. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just
Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.